Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Gana, L-I-S-A-G-E-N-N-A. Date of birth is 6/25/1969, date of accident 1/11/2022. The patient Lisa Gana is here for a follow-up evaluation today on 11/22/2022. The patient reports of ongoing headaches with double vision, trouble swallowing, loss of memory, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is reported across the back, as well as radiation to the left buttock and left upper back of the thigh, posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. The radiation goes all up to the knee, but not below the knee. The patient is able to walk reasonably well and reports 50% improvement in her symptoms with conservative treatment like physical therapy, chiropractor, massage, medications. The patient has been not willing to get any injection treatment despite her positive finding in the MRIs that have been discussed to her on several occasions. She is found to have a bulging disc at four levels, C3 to C7, and also bulging disc at L1 to L5, and herniated disc at T12 and L1. Apparently, she doesn't want any injection or surgical treatment, only conservative treatment. And due to the lack of consent, no other treatment is being afforded. Her ADLs are affected 8 and pain level varies from 6 to 9. The ADLs that are mainly affected are general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that there is a headaches associated with double vision, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at work and poor work performance, severe anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, and loss of memory. The pain and numbness patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and limited range of motions, including nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, and knee pain. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. There is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And there are no changes in the pain level in the last 30 days. Except overall, the patient has 50% improvement in the pain level. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications will be Norco and Tylenol codeine. Patient reports of severe anxiety throughout and panic disorders and substance abuse. Patient utilizes marijuana to relax and help sleep. Compliance history is patient is fully compliant. Physical examination, blood pressure is 106 over 66, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 10/24/2022, dictation number 1026-014. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue physical therapy twice a week for neck, lower back, and shoulder, both shoulders. And she's referred to neuropsych for evaluation and treatment for her TBI. For PTSD and panic, patients refer to psychiatrist to provide further care. She's provided with Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets. She's also provided with Tylenol codeine number 3 every 12 hour PRN, 60 tablets for pain relief. In addition, lidocaine patch 5%, the one daily, and Voltaren gel 3% is provided. She is now released to a light duty job for 8 hours per day for 7 days, 10 pound lifting limit with other restrictions that are marked down by disability. Patient has not provided any consent for CESI and LESI or sacral leg joint injections. None has been done. At this time, patient is quite stable. And she'll be seen in 30 days' time. She was also referred to a brain injury diagnostic in March of 2022, she never went there. She was also referred to neuropsych evaluation treatment in March 22. So far, she never went there. I recommended that she should. Thank you.